Our guest today, Tim Finn, invited his younger brother Neil to join his band Split Enz back in New Zealand when they were kids. And then Neil returned the favor with Crowded House. Well, this year, Tim is passing up the Crowded House reunion tour to put out his own album, Imaginary Kingdom. I started our session off by asking him about the title, Imaginary Kingdom.
I knew it was a good one. I actually had a song called Imaginary Kingdom, which didn't make the album. And I kind of stole it from the song, I suppose, you know. And it relates to anything, really. It's like, for me, my place where I work, create, write songs. But I think everybody has it too, you know, somewhere they go in their head when it's just quiet and you just kind of feel inspired and, you know, you're happy for no particular reason, then you're probably in the imaginary kingdom, you know. So, I just like to leave it a little bit open, but that's kind of where it came from.
Now, I haven't been following your where you live, what you've been doing, but it seems to me, you were away from New Zealand for a while and you moved back?
Yeah. I was away from New Zealand for 25 years. But I used to go back, obviously, every year, 2, 3, 4 times. But I went back there to live about 7 years ago with my wife and two, and we only had one child then. We've since had a daughter.
And I bring that up because listening to the lyrics of this album, there's sea, there's a river, there's stars, there's I don't know if there's any beaches on it, but there's a lot of nature in it, and that's always been my impression of New Zealand, as you're kind of surrounded.
Yeah, Imaginary Kingdom does relate to that too as a title, and people have picked up on that because, you know, wherever I go in the world, for all the years I've been traveling, you mentioned that you're from New Zealand and people get a kind of faraway look in their eyes. And it's a place that is real, but it also is a kind of a mythical place, I think, for some people, and it's been reinforced recently by the big epic films that have been shot there.
If you want another worldly landscape, you go to New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of it on the album. You're right. I mean, it's pretty clear. It's there. You know, there's rivers, there's the sea, there's, you know, there's always been that kind of in my work, a lot of, I think, water and land and light. And, you know, that's the way I am. It's the way it is over there, I guess, for children growing up especially. And that stays with you.
Well, let's go to the stage and hear... a song I keep calling We Had No Idea, but it's called Couldn't Be Done. And it's a track that begins Imaginary Kingdom. This is Tim Finn live on stage, and I guess we welcome Brett Adams, who's singing and playing with you.
Yeah.
We had no idea that it couldn't be done, and we needed to find a like-minded someone who had no idea. Just that it
Thank you.
Couldn't be done. Tim Finn on stage at World Cafe Live, a live performance of a song from Imaginary Kingdom. And great song. You also do a song that I wanted to play from the concert, which is one of my favorites on the album. It's Salt to the Sea. And you wrote this when Paul Hester died?
Yeah, it was a really harrowing, difficult time, really, that Neil and I were over in London when we heard the news, and we were doing 3 sold-out shows at the Albert Hall, and it should have been, you know, a real celebration, and it was like a wake every night. It was very, very difficult, but we went through it with the audience, with the crowd, and then we had to jump on a plane. So we'd only just flown up from New Zealand, which is it's a hell trip. But compounded by massive grief and just confusion and shock. And then we had to get on the plane and travel back to the funeral in Melbourne. So by the time we got to Melbourne, we were very, very ragged and frayed. And, you know, I didn't think I'd ever be able to really write about it. It was just too weird and strange and big somehow. But yeah, the song came along about a few months later. And I was so glad that I had a song, because it connects me up to Paul in a way that kind of cuts straight through all the stuff that I've just talked about. And it's a direct line back when Paul was like in Split Enz as our last drummer, and also he was my lodger in Melbourne. I had a house there and Paul was my lodger, and we had a great friendship, which over the last decade sort of, we didn't really see much of each other, which is sad, but yeah, I was glad to have that song, and it helps me link it up with the crowd as well.
It's funny, there's a thing about the great country songs that come out. One of the things they do is they take a phrase or a cliche that you've heard and make you think of it differently. And in a weird way, this song does that for me with the line, we're getting nowhere fast.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful little metaphor of how you were feeling on your flight home.
That's the thing. Yeah.
It's great.
I'm glad you got that. Yeah.
Let's go to the stage and hear the song we're talking about called Salt of the Sea.
To the place I saw him last, crying for the friendship that's forever in the past. We're going home to mourn him on a jet plane, crossing datelines. We are going nowhere fast. There's a river running through town, carrying salt to the sea. When our tears will merge with the flowing water, carrying salt to the sea. Sharing our sadness with the ones you left behind. Staring at the photographs of long forgotten times. Look through any window, see we all came from a different place, but now we're all of a kind. The blind leading the blind. There's a river running through our town, carrying salt to the sea. Salt to the sea. Somewhere in time, he was a friend of mine. A nice story gets told, an event unfolds. The ebb and flow, let him go. It's hard. And our tears will merge
Salt to the Sea, a song in honor of Paul Hester, the late drummer of both Split Ends and Crowded House. So you all go back. Were you friends in school?
No, we weren't. We auditioned for Paul in Split Ends, and he came down from Sydney in his car, and we all just really liked him straight away. It was fantastic.
Now, was there a particular instance of you being back in New Zealand to write that centered around this album?
Well, I was back in New Zealand in the intervals of touring with Neil. So we'd tour for a while, have say, 3 weeks off, a month off, go home. And as much as I was tired and really glad to be home and didn't want to do anything much for a while, I would find songs coming through. And I think looking back at it, I can see that the playing to those crowds that we played to, Split Ends fans, Crowded House fans, Finn Brothers fans, that constant daily kind of contact, which I hadn't had for a while, it was feeding the writing in some way. And I think that there's a sort of an unspoken bond there, or almost like a, I don't know what it is, but there's a link there that, you know, you used to think that you make an album, you go out and tour, and then, you know, but now I think you go out and tour and make an album. It's the chicken and the egg. But it's been quite revelatory for me, that, and something, you know, something hidden happens when you play a lot of live shows. So I'll always be looking for that, I think, with that, trying to balance that out with now having children and stuff.
Would there actually be any inspiration that happened while you were out, or was it all post?
It can happen.
Yeah.
It happened once with a Split Ends song called Small World, where this little kid came up to me and said, it's really great being small because it's easier to pick things up. And I immediately stole that.
You steal anything from your kids yet?
Well, yeah, Unsinkable, which is my son fell in love with the story of the Titanic, and he said to me one day, Dad, I wish we could all go down together. It was one of those moments.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, when you went into this next song, you got a nice ripple of recognition, as well you should, for Persuasion. Now, I've actually never heard you tell the story about how you came to lift. The melody was on an instrumental album. I think it was a soundtrack album that Richard Thompson did.
Yeah.
And what made you fall in love with that melody?
Well, we had the same manager for a while, and so I heard that guitar melody actually before the soundtrack was even finished. Richard was working on it, and somehow I came across this thing and this piece of music, and I immediately loved it. And I knew straight away, really, I don't know how, but it just popped in my head that it had to be called Persuasion, and I kind of knew the theme of it, you know, just sort of. So I wrote it and I sent it to Richard. We were in different hemispheres, and you know, sort of, we were faxing in those days. It was pre-email. I faxed him the lyrics, and he faxed back his approval. And I'm thrilled now to hear, whenever I hear that he's been doing it. Like, Richard does it sometimes, quite often, I think. In fact, he did it with his son not so long ago. That just totally thrills me, because he's just an amazing guy, like so talented and so centered somehow, you know. He's an inspirational character. But yeah, that was thanks to Richard's beautiful melody, which, you know, some people would think that was, as you said earlier, I mean,
I write a lot. It's very much like one of
yours. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, it's interesting that two people can own a song, you know, and there's not that many that happens, and it certainly has with this one. But let's go to the stage for this version of Persuasion.
You and I, tempted by the promise of a different life, but time has fled, and there's a constant battle running through my head. I don't know what to do, 'cause I'm scared. Things that we've been through, I will always be a man who's open to persuasion. In the fire while the cruel
Persuasion, a song that our guest today, Tim Finn, wrote the lyrics to that Richard Thompson tune, and that's a performance live on stage at World Cafe Live. We were talking about movies filmed in New Zealand because of the landscape and such. Was any of Narnia filmed there?
Yes, it certainly was.
Ah,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the director, Andrew Adamson, is a New Zealander.
Oh, okay. So that's the connection, how Winterlight made its way into that?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I had met Andrew, and but we had never talked about, collaborating or doing anything particularly. But I knew that he was aware of Split Enz and Crowded House and, liked the songs and all that. And I had the song Winterlight came along, and I demoed it, and then I, just on a hunch really, got it to him. It was quite hard to get it to him. I had to go through a few channels because he was so so full on busy finishing Narnia. It was the last week, I think, of the film. It was almost wrapped, and he fell in love with the song and really wanted to get it in there. So I had 5 days to do it, and my publisher in Nashville now is does my US and world publishing and outside Australasia. Barry Coburn, who used to manage Split Enz, sorry, it's a complicated story. He used to manage Split Enz back in the 70s. He's now a publisher. He said to me, I know who can make this work. It's Bobby Huff. So Bobby was in Nashville. I was in Auckland, and we made it work. And it was amazing, to do that sort of long distance kind of production together.
But that was the beginning of the relationship that led to Bobby producing?
Yeah, it went so well, and I just thought, I've got to go over there. And I'd already been there once before to Nashville, so I knew I could work well there. It's a great work town, but more than that, I had this great relationship with Bobby already.
Well, this is a beautiful song, Winter Light.
It's always in the back of your mind. When everything is dark, still something shines. On a chilly afternoon, you drew the blind. Up from stony ground.
within the earth. You heard the sound. Breaking like a rock, your gloom profound. The earth was frozen, ice upon the water. All in one she saw her there in the winter night. There in the winter light. There in the winter light. Making everything look beautiful. Like it shines with its own phantasmagoria. Like it spills from a billion excited atoms. Like it lingers in a quiet room. Reveal for me, shine for me, shine for me.
Winter Light, finishing up our performance today from Tim Finn. That's another one that you'll not only find on the Chronicles of Narnia soundtrack, but on the Imaginary Kingdom, Tim Finn's new album. Tim, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks, David. Always good.
Thanks for the performance. And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.